Deadly Election by Lindsay Davis. Read by Jane Collingwood. Rome, the Caelian Hill, July AD 89. Chapter 1. Never hold an auction in July. In Rome, who's around then? People who can escape will have fled to rural retreats in cooler parts of Italy. The rest are on their deathbeds, or have stayed here to avoid relatives. Hopeless. Everybody's tunic is sticking to them. Sweat pours down their greasy necks. Porters drop things, then storm off in a huff. Sellers vacillate and buyers renege. Dockets go missing. Payments ditto. Wild dogs invade and scatter the punters. Afterwards, somebody points out that no advertising notice was ever put up in the forum. Rival auctioneers are not bothering to gloat at your poor takings. It's too damned hot. My father owns an auction house, and in high summer he hides away at his seaside villa. His staff keeps the family business chugging along. It's always a quiet period. Nothing was different in the year of the consuls Titus Aurelius Fulvus and Marcus Asinius Atrantinus, except that before one sale in July, our workers found a corpse.